and welcome to another Gaslit podcast. And thank you very much for listening, guys. This is being recorded live from Gaslit Towers in the historic city of Rochester. Wow, Strood, actually. He's just the other side of the bridge, down the road past Morrison's and just down there on the right. That's actually where we are based. But historic city of Rochester sounds far more sophisticated. Anyway, this is episode 42. And this week's episode, I'm going to be going into a little bit of business advice. Now, I do listen to a lot of podcasts and do pick up bits and pieces from some other entrepreneurs and business owners. So I've got a couple of little bits I want to share. And I know there's a lot of people that do listen to this podcast that I know that run small businesses and self-employed. And hopefully there's some little bits of advice in here which they could pick up and then can go with them, go with as well. We had another Facebook question come in off of one of the apprentice sites. So I won't mention the person's name, but I can hopefully go into a little bit of help for them to doing that. And a couple of bits we've got going on this week as well. So without further ado, here's my friend Sean to tell you a little bit about the podcast. Thank you for listening to another Gaslit podcast, the show to help DIYers, new people into the industry, and those who are wanting to expand their knowledge. Each week we'll pick a topic and go into details, and with special guests and listeners' questions answered, we will look forward to some of the conversations. So let's get back to the show. Right, so a couple of the little sayings that I do like, and if you've been into my office, you know I've got some bits and pieces up on the wall, and I have the little photo frames of what we want to achieve as a business as well. So one of the first little things I want to share for other business owners, really, and people that are self-employed, customers may forget what you said, but they never forget how you made them feel. So really going into, when you get a job done, we got a job going on at the moment, and we pulled. I'm recording this on Monday the evening, which is the 17th. So we've had a job that's been going on, and they wanted a new circuit board for their boiler. And we've gone out there, and they've got no serial number. There's no data badge on the boiler, and it's over 20 years old. And there's some more parts that are needed with a new circuit board and the upgrade and a new fan. And looked inside the boiler, it was full of rust. So, okay, right, what we're going to do, we're going to go the extra mile and we're going to fit you a boiler tomorrow. These people have been without heating and hot water for getting on for 8 days now, where we've been sort of backwards and forwards in the weekend as well, trying to get these, you know, apart from a discontinued boiler. So hopefully, you know, we can deliver onto that customer. So tomorrow evening, they'll have a boiler that's in and working, all their heating systems back up and running, and hopefully they'll make them feel that, you know, they're very important to us. They can understand how far we've gone. And then that will then hopefully go on in our relationship with the client and with their neighbours, friends and family as well. So I quite like that saying. Another one here is a little bit controversial, really. So if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And I just added to that, a fish will only grow to the size of their tank. So what I'm trying to get at here is it's not so much metaphorically people that you hang around with, but it's the people that you meet, you listen to, you take advice from, whether it be electronically on YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, whatever you do, you just put yourself with other people that sort of think like you as well. There was another little phrase I was going to put in, but it wasn't that polite, so and it could be sort of taken the wrong way. But just think about, you know, think about that. There is that if you're the cleverest person, who can you learn from? So there's some people that I know within the industry and I really, really do look up to them. Maybe they've got a smaller business than us with his staff on turnover, but I think personally within them, they are better than me. And I look up to them and I'll speak to them and I'll give them a ring and we'll go through some bits and pieces, just chatting about how they're getting on, what's their challenges, and sort of just sound off together. And I know they look at me sort of in the same way. So yeah, we do have that little bit of a relationship there where we sort of bounce off each other. And you know who you are, Rob, as well, mate. I was talking to a friend last week. I won't say what he does. He's in a service-based business about getting new clients. So it's a bit of a fish theme here. So I said, fish where the fish are that you want to catch. So he was talking about some of the clients that he might be attracting for his industry, for his business. He's not into plumbing and heating. Certainly from like the Facebook side of things, from the social media, where he's getting in clients that are buying stuff from the internet, from Amazon, getting it from China, is quite inferior. But what the stuff he does is quite professional. So, you know, wherever his ideal client may be, you need to go and fish for your fish there. So not just going on the generic. Now, we do pick up a lot of stuff on Facebook, and we do have a lot of responsive stuff that comes from there for the plumbing and heating side. So that's still quite an active sort of place to get new clients. Is it our best place to find clients? I don't think it is. Does it generate a lot of new domestic customers? Yes. That come on board. Are they long-term clients? Oh, I'm not too sure. There'll be a few, but most of the people you find, and I'll tell you, you see a post coming out, oh, we've got a leak, a boiler doesn't work. And when you go to message the person, you look there and you go, actually, you know, a year ago, 18 months ago, we've already done some work for you, because there's a big chat history that's gone through. So they've not really sort of remembered you that well, for them just to contact you directly for their next issue. So, you know, are the people that on Facebook sort of less sticky as a client? Possibly. Did we make enough of a impact when we was there? Maybe that was the problem, and we haven't sort of stuck with them like some people that we do, some clients that we do. So the next one is, you don't build a business, you build people, then the people build the business. Focus on your team. I'm going to give you an example. So I was listening to this business entrepreneur, trainer, coach person. Well, I've been listening to for a good few years now. I've gone and seen him live in some cinemas and seminars and a bit of teaching. And I'll listen to his stuff I think three times a week it comes out, and I listen to it all the time. And I really, really do appreciate James Sinclair and all that he does and his team. I think he's an amazing guy. So one thing that there was, we was getting busy, and I had Jack working for us full time a few years ago. And one of the things that James Sinclair was saying about was getting an assistant to help, because I was snowed under with phone calls, with admin, with VAT return. I just could not cope. So I spoke to someone at a car garage that I know very well, Andy, young man. And he had a lady that he knew, and she basically had a daughter-in-law that was, it was sort of during the COVID time, that was sort of had a young child and wanted to sort of work from home at the time, because we didn't have premises. And her name's Jojo, lovely lady. So I got her on board, and she said, how many hours do you want? I don't know. What do you want me to do? Don't quite know. So I said, I've got a laptop, I've got a phone, and I'll sort of show you what to do. So we sort of stumbled around, really, and she's like, oh, what else do you want me to do? Oh, can you do this? Yeah, I can. Oh, fantastic. Can you do that? Yeah, I can. Oh, wow. So really built. So old Jojo, she's got a really lot sort of fond place in my heart, really, because she was the first person that come on and took a lot of that pressure away that from sort of, you know, I was trying to hold on to and trying to do. And there was people I wasn't ringing back and getting back to because I was just too busy and I had too much on my mind. And she really, really did help the business and help me as well personally. I put a lot of trust into her, and, you know, she never let me down at all. She was fantastic, awesome. But unfortunately, she, you know, got offered her old job back after the COVID and lockdown, and she was a very, very clever lady. And then she went back to that. So, but we're still on fantastic talking terms now. But what happened is there was one job, and I kicked myself. I can't remember what it was. So we had a telephone call come in. We had a system on there on the computer. So Jo took the phone call. She booked it in. I think it's a boiler service. Jack went off and done the service. The certificate was issued. The invoice was issued. It was paid, and then the bank was reconciled. And I knew nothing about it. And it was the first job that I didn't know anything about from start to finish. And then I had this massive wave of, I'm making it. I'm actually achieving what my goal is. And I say, I can't remember the date. And I can't remember the job. And I wish I did write it down. And I just remember saying to Joe, I went, I got no memory of that job at all. She said, oh no, the call came in, I took it, blah, 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 and she went through the process. I was like, that's it. We're making a process that other people can follow within the team. So we don't build the business, you build the people, and you put the skills and the talent into the people, and they'll build the business. And that was an absolutely euphoric moment. It was only a boiler service. You know, back then, what was it, 60 quid back in our early days. But that job was worth tenfold to that because of the way it had all come through. And suddenly the penny dropped and I realised that, you know, we're actually building a business here and I'm not just self-employed or building a profitable job as it's sometimes described. So, yeah, I absolutely love that. But as you say, I would have have made a note of it. And the last one up here is you become the average of your five closest friends. Surround yourselves with high achievers and it will rub off. So once again, going back to that other comment around whether you're hanging around them in a sort of a digital way, someone you can sort of bounce off. So whatever industry you're in, you'll always know someone that you believe that's, you know, doing really, really well. And speak with them and communicate with them. Tell them and be honest where you are and where you want to be. If you just want to be, you know, have a profitable job, you don't want the responsibility and the commitments of it all. You want to go on holiday and turn your phone off. You want to have a month off in the summer if you're in the plumbing and heating industry. Fantastic. And if that's what you want, that's what you can get. Not a problem. If you want to grow a business and move forwards and employ lots of people, then surround yourself with people similar to that have achieved a bit more than you, and it will rub off. You'll have a question and you'll put it to them in a maybe in a social environment, and they'll come back to you. Because when you're in the thick of a situation, you can't sometimes see the wood for the trees. So asking somebody else who's been there, seen it, done it, you know, a lot of the time they'll just give you a little bit of a reality check on it, and it's not as big and bad as you thought. So the listener's question from a Facebook page, so from a plumbing apprentice. So they're at college, I think, just going through it all. So this young person, I won't name them, says they have special needs and they are nervous and they're about to complete their level 2 in plumbing and want to get into drainage. What advice can I give? Well, we don't actually do drainage as such, but what I would say is that, you know, I don't know what your special need levels are, so I'm going to be a bit generic, really. So if you've made it to level 2, then well done. You've already achieved some great progress in life. If you struggle reading and writing, there is so much tech and apps out there available for you. I use voice searching on Google, and it can read it back to you, because I do struggle with reading and writing myself. You just find ways. It's almost like a bit of a superpower sometimes. Because if everybody thinks the same, then you're going to get the same results, aren't you? But if you get people that think outside the box, then you're going to get a different way of thinking and approaching maybe a problem or a situation. I'd say find an independent drainage company. That, you know, maybe a one-man band that's working on their own or got a couple of vans, and be honest with them from the start. So tell them about what you want to achieve and if you do have any little additional needs on ways that you can navigate and they can accommodate you. Personally, here at Gaslek, I always employ attitude over skills. Skills can be learned. Attitudes are so much harder to teach or to turn around. And if someone's got a stinky attitude, then you're on a hiding to nothing. And trust me on that, I've met plenty of people saying that. I love the saying, fake it till you make it. How many people in the world have just achieved their goals with this mindset? And that's just really just pushing yourself out there a little bit. So go and do something just outside your comfort zone. Now, whatever that is, your comfort zone is. So maybe a little lighthearted comment to a stranger in a shop. So if you're walking around and there's a person that's slightly older than you, you make a comment if you're standing there at the toothpaste or wherever it is. So, oh, the prices have gone up again. And then usually there'll be some sort of pleasantry remark come back. And if that's sort of one thing that does make you nervous of talking to strangers, little bits of interaction like that may help you realise that it's not all of that really. If you're talking on the telephone, smile when you talk. The other person can pick up on it and the positivity will shine through. So that's a really, really interesting. If you've got a telephone and you can record onto it, just, you know, read a sentence out of a newspaper and then read it back again while smiling and you'll hear it for yourself. I've just made some notes down here. Another phrase I heard was fear. Fear stands for false evidence that appears real. I'm going through a bit of a journey myself. I've got a massive fear. And I'm working on that. It's all to do with sharks in open water. So I've started diving a couple of years ago. So now I'm on my journey to sort of try and actually fish bigger than 3 inches long aren't going to eat me. Yes, if I'm in, you know, off the coast of South Africa, cover myself in, I don't know, hot dog sausages or whatever else, and jump into the sea where there's great white sharks, there's a good chance I'm going to come a cropper. But, you know, if I'm diving in Malta and then there's some whatever's going on, or Croatia or wherever it'll be in the world, and you've got these bright coloured fish and you may have some sort of, you know, large shark into there, which isn't a man-eating shark by the very nature of them. Actually, there's a very little chance. Most divers don't die, do they? So I'm on that sort of, you know, sort of journey myself, which isn't easy, and I will say that. But, you know, but one thing I did hear the other day was fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. Once you stand in it, you find that it's not all that, and confidence will grow. And actually, I've booked up for next month. I'm actually going to a sea life centre to do a snorkeling dive experience in the shark and the large fish part of the aquarium. So for me, that's one of my little, that's my biggest fear. I'd say probably my only fear, really, that I'm going, right, okay, outside my comfort zone, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up there. I'm in a relatively safe environment. It's going to be absolutely fine, but I'm going to put myself in the water, sort of around these large fish. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little bit anxious, but I am looking forward to it. And I'm sure once I get it done and dusted, I'll get out, I'll realise actually they're not all hungry. They ain't all trying to eat me. So it's a mile wide and an inch deep. So there we are. I heard a saying a few years ago, when you work for the first 40 hours in a week, that's for the company. All the rest is for your own self-development. Even if you don't get paid for the extra, you'll learn so much and the universe will pay you in good time. So I've done loads of work for free. I've done loads of extra bits, and I can honestly say that, yes, you will grow as a person. You'll learn so much more about life and about putting in the extra. And I do think there is a bit of a culture these days of, if I work 5 minutes, you've got to pay me for 5 minutes, and that sort of thing, when that's not always black and white within the work. And you will gain the respect of others around you if you go that extra mile and you get that extra bit done. Now, I'm not saying that we need to work for free and we work in that sort of slave environment. But yeah, just think about that. The first 40 hours are for the boss, and then the rest is for your learning. And in your 20s are for learning and 30s are for earning. Invest in yourself and that will give you the best return. And finally, document your journey and share it in a blog. The art of getting to record it will help you re-understand it all again. And the more practice we do at anything, the better we get. So I hope this helps the Facebook person. I'm not sure if it's male or female. But yeah, I hope that all helps for you. So today, Monday the 17th, so I've just completed another gas course in commercial laundry. It's actually quite involved, actually, with all the ducting requirements, because the ducting for the tumble dryer is actually all part of the boiler, part for the flue as well. So you get that there, and there's lots of risk of build-up of fluff and lint and sort of that sort of back pressure, and then if you get enough back pressure, that then affects the flame as it passes through on the tumble dryer. So obviously there's a big risk of fire, and how that can then sort of interlock with fire panels. Now we do a lot of interlock stuff and solenoids anyway, so that side of it's sort of second nature to what we do. But just as an appliance thing, so we've got that all done. We entered some new software last December, powered now from Gas Engineer. So we've been, there's been some updates on some new features, and it's a great way to keep all our clients informed, keep our data, our notes, our pictures all together in the same place. And there's a new feature that come on board last week, is that when we click that we're on our way, we can send you a text message and an email, and it will give us a rough ETA of how long we're going to be. And it will put a picture as well to you and our name of the person that's attending from the company. So you're completely sort of being kept informed of, we should be 34 minutes and we're on our way to you. And you know the picture of the person that's going to be attending, and their name as well from when they turn up at your door. So I think it's a really big step forward. It's been a big learning curve, I will say that. Gas Engineer software, what it does do, it does very well, and I will say that. The Powered Now software that we use is a little bit, it feels a bit more primitive and a bit clunky, but it does a lot more. And I'm really hoping we put some ideas forwards for some more software updates. It's been around for a good few years now. So from the plumbing and heating side, I'll put some ideas along, or the team have. And so hopefully we can get those implemented and make it even better. And then hopefully moving forwards, they'll pick up some ideas from other companies, and they'll sort of make it a bit smoother and a bit less complicated how you navigate through it. Now we're getting used to it, but it's just a bit more complicated. That's the only thing. I'll be fitting and reviewing the new Honeywell Evo home system, smart controls. I'll get that done. I'll do a video and I'll post it up on YouTube on the pros and cons of all of that. And really, this is just down to Nest pulling away from the UK market. Personally, I still think Hive's rubbish. It's owned by British Gas, and I'm not a big fan of it. So fingers crossed, we'll try the Honeywell out and we'll see what the Evo Home is with their remote TRVs. I do know that Tado is quite big in this space as well, but I'm going to give the Honeywell a try and see how we go, because Honeywell have been around making controls for a very, very, very long time within plumbing and heating industry. So fingers crossed we can find a new, easy to use, easy to set up, reliable smart controls other than Hive, because I don't like them. I think they're rubbish. But, you know, if people want them, we'll fit them. So anyway, that concludes our episode. So I've rattled on for 23 minutes, so I do apologise, guys. I hope there was some interesting information in there for you, whether you're running your own business, whether you're the plumbing apprentice at college, or somebody in that sort of area, in that field. Fingers crossed there was some nuggets of information for you, and that's really sort of how I think and feel, really. So hopefully next week we'll get on to something, maybe the Honeywell controls, and we'll run through those, and I can give you a bit of a product review on that. Well, you take care, guys. Have a fantastic week. Any questions you want answered, podcast@gaslec.net. Take care. Thank you. Goodbye.